Stephen Portnoy with CBS News is still in Des Moines. Stephen, you went to the debate. You did not go to Trump's event. Did Trump win even though he wasn't there?
I think it's arguable that he did. I think that the storyline coming out this morning is that it was a rough night for Ted Cruz. That's the headline in this morning's Des Moines Register. He was the focus of fire from Marco Rubio and Rand Paul, who basically painted Cruz as a holier-than-thou on issues like immigration. Rubio said that everybody but Ted Cruz is a rhino on the issue. And Rand Paul said everybody wants amnesty except for Ted Cruz. Cruz says he's the consistent conservative, but he had a very odd line where he tried to conjure up Donald Trump, who was absent at the top of the debate, and he said, quote, "I'm a maniac and everybody else on the stage is fat and stupid," which was supposed to be a laugh line, but it was very awkward. And then following that, he got into a back and forth with moderator Chris Wallace. Wallace asked a question of another candidate, and Cruz wanted to interject, and Wallace was very firm, maintaining control of the event. And Cruz said, "Well, if you're going to keep asking mean questions, maybe I'll walk off the stage." Again, meant to be a laugh line, but it kind of fell flat.
Well, so, he's not a funny guy,
no,
so why does he cry?
I don't know, but he did. And so it wasn't a great night for Ted Cruz. As far as who won the debate, I mean, look, I think Marco Rubio had a really strong night. The Frank Luntz focus group on Fox after the debate said that he clearly won. Whether it'll matter remains to be seen. Rubio aides say that they firmly expect that he'll place third. They don't have any expectation he'll do any better than that. They're looking at the polls. They're looking perhaps even at the overnight fast Nielsen ratings, which suggests that last night's viewership was half the Fox News debate that was held in August, where Donald Trump first came on the scene and he had 25 million viewers. He didn't beat last night's debate with appearances on competing networks, but he certainly undoubtedly deflated the numbers that otherwise would have watched the Fox debate last night.
That was going to be my next question. What were the ratings without Trump, and what kind of ratings did he get at his event? What's the buzz there? You have an awful lot of political watching journalists that have an awful lot of experience. What's the buzz on Trump's little gambit? We got about a minute left here, Stephen.
Oh, boy. It'll really depend. This is going to put public opinion polling to the test. We're going to find out once and for all on Monday night whether what people tell pollsters when we get random phone calls and they take those calls and they give answers, whether that actually reflects the reality of this political dynamic. Everything we think we know about how this process works will be put to the test, and we'll find out on Monday night. It's going to be a stormy night, they say. There's talk of snow, maybe even a blizzard in some parts of Iowa. So whether Trump supporters, Cruz supporters, Rubio supporters, Carson supporters, Paul supporters, whoever's most motivated will wind up winning. It really will come down to turnout. One thing we learned from the last cycle, Rick Santorum, his last-minute surge was barely detected in the public opinion polling.
Stephen, thanks for covering it, and we appreciate talking to you this morning.
You bet.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News correspondent, who was in Iowa for the debate last night.